So,
Yeah, what's on your mind?
so we did a lot of thinking and we discussed everything we talked about at our last meeting. And, our thoughts are, and we've already started moving in that direction on our whiteboard. We went back and looked at every single, suggestion and item and things that need to be done from a prospecting standpoint. Our VEA is going to take care. We've actively went back into all of our prospects that have been pending, people we've connected with. So he's adding that to his list. We've reached out to Gladys to reach out to two COIs who have given us referrals in the past, and we've kind of, we're still friendly, but haven't really connected as well. So to maybe grab a cup of coffee next week. What else? What else? What else? So bottom line is that we are going to be more proactive, and every time that we meet, we should have already done, one activity, actually hopefully more than one activity of items you've suggested, as at least moving in that direction, and have something valid to talk about, a case of a prospect or a COI or something that's in the works. So that is our commitment. And then we will also be delegating. So, if we have prospects or people who we're going to put on the 90-day look, or, just as we do with clients, Gladys will be handling that aspect of it and scheduling it. Because if it stays on our lap, on our plate, it's
Hello?
going to just pend and pend and pend, prioritize over that. And did I lose you guys again?
Your voice is coming in at all different kinds of speed. It was like super slow-mo, and then it came super fast. So we didn't hear like what the last thing you said.
Oh, the last thing I was saying is that we have delegated to Gladys the scheduling of prospects, of COIs, of, that aspect
Wow.
of it. The VEA will be handling
We heard
all
that.
of, so, okay, you heard all of that. All of the, drip campaigns or actively engaging with them electronically. And
There you go again.
then at the end of the day, hello?
Yeah,
What
we
now?
hear you.
Now you hear me? Okay. So we've summarized everything we've, gone over, and, we still have a couple of pending items, but we have it on a whiteboard, a huge whiteboard that one side is going to be our board. What is that called? The, where
Game
we,
board.
the game board where
The
we
game.
look at our daily activity. And then the other is going to be so many, different items we've discussed and things that we should have put in work that we haven't. So I think at this point is to get some kind of momentum on our end and start, not even overthink it, just start doing some of these items and moving forward. And as we move along, we can streamline it a little bit more. But at the end of the day, our commitment is going to be not to come, like I told Rick earlier, not to come with sorry, day old bread and maybe a little cup of water, but more meat and potatoes every time we talk.
Okay. Wonderful.
Didn't think I was gonna say it, huh, Rick? Because Rick
No,
had
I
something
didn't.
pending, and that's what I told him
No,
earlier.
I didn't.
Yeah, so meat and potatoes, not a
Okay.
small serving of a kale salad or something, all the kale salads.
Isn't
That's what
that what you eat anyways? Kale
I
salad,
eat
cross salad?
anyways. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm actually, oh, one other thing. I'm the reason I'm not sitting in the office is because I started again that Bible study fellowship. Mary Kay, whose dad is a commodities, was a commodities trader. They owned a farm and just a lot of women to connect with. And I just went in person today. So I started that in person, and I will continue to do that.
Great. Great. So one of the things I heard was turning things over to Gladys so that she is scheduling these things.
Correct.
The idea is that you make folders out of your prospecting initiatives and that they become just as important as the client calls.
Correct.
You keep coming in and out, Roxana. Roxana.
So it's gonna be you, Rick.
We hear you now. Roxana.
She muted herself.
Yeah,
Okay, Rick. So my point is, do you have a folder for each of the initiatives?
Well, I mean, she jumped into all that, and I think basically my summary of that was we have to recommit to the Supernova basics with the folders, the agenda, the executive summary, and all this is not only for our clients, but for COIs and prospects as well. We need to go back to the 24-month calendar, the 12, we're doing the 12-4-2, but not, it's sporadic quarterly reviews, it's more 12, right? and doing that with delegation for our clients too. And then other thing I did was,
12.
Roxana, are you on?
I'm on. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Great. That's a better picture than the other one anyway.
I have the lighting. Let me turn this off. Hold on. Not the best lighting, but okay.
That's great.
But yeah, I just got back from a meeting is what I was saying. The purpose of it, and it's for me, it's hard. Because, I am going for the Bible part of it, of course, but I just don't have the patience for these events. And I know it takes time to develop these relationships and to do all of that. And I realize I'm impatient all around in life and everything. So
I completely understand. I mean, when I was in your age and doing what you're doing, somebody said, join, the Kiwanis or join this group. And they were planting flowers for old people. And I was like, that's not going to work for Robbie. So I couldn't do it. I mean, it just is like, that's going to take 2 hours. Okay. I'm going to meet with these idiots and then I'm going to, no, It was one of those, I completely understand. So what you have to do is you have to say to yourself, okay, is this the best use of my time? Or do I?
For me, it is because I do, from a personal standpoint, I do enjoy that, the Bible part of it and spending some time to just cut off your week and reconnect and from the rush. And then there's also opportunities. I mean, a lot of opportunity there.
Right. You just have to slow down.
Yeah.
You just have to bring it down because you're kind of like on the ceiling, right?
I'm going to turn everybody off if I go in there like that. Like, what would you like to meet today? You can't. Yeah. So.
All right. So one of the things that I asked Rick was, did you build folders for these events? And I just think it's a great ritual to get into, which is, if you're going to do something, build a folder for it. Now you think that's crazy, but what it does is it gives you all the information about that and how I'm doing. And then it's right there and it pops up on my calendar and my schedule and I have to work on it. Right. So if I'm going to meet with a center of influence, I've got the center of influence's folder. I've done the homework on who they've given me and how those people have done. And then I can call and then we do an update and then he sends me somebody else, right? So it's just the same as you guys. I mean, it's just, you're meeting with a center of influence, a CPA, an attorney. You know who he's given you to them and them to you. You have an agenda. You have something you're going to work on. You bring your folder. You talk to them. And it's one of those moments where you just pause, right? So one of the other things that you all need, that you're good at, don't know you're good at, but you're good at, is bringing in other businesses into your business. Okay. You did a hell of a job with that. It was hard work, but you are going to have the opportunity if you can demonstrate that this is easy for you. You got to make it look easy, right? Then you got a chance to play in the big leagues and you get a chance to do it again. So that's just one other way of prospecting. Mm-hmm. So you're always looking for that next group that's going to retire to bring somebody in. So there's lots of, you know, I always say there's the manager above you, center of influence, your peers are potential acquisitions, and then all of your clients are centers of influence, potential networks, potential introductions. So you've got to give yourself time to work on all three layers. Your peers.
Peers. Okay.
Say that again.
Can you repeat the three levels?
Yeah, the three levels are the management team above you. That would be your regional director, your immediate manager, Nico, and then you'd, and any other people that are at that level that theoretically could use your services. Okay. So to them, you want to demonstrate that you have plenty of time, that things are going great, that you're really organized, and that you are open to introductions. Okay. So all of these people, you got to kind of fake it to, right? You got to live this dual life of under the water, you're scrambling like hell, but up on the surface, it looks nice and calm.
A duck.
Remember I said this to you, Rick, when I compared Gwen Dernis and what's going on with Tony now. We had a conversation about something along the same lines.
Yeah. And so the same with your peers. You want to demonstrate to your peers that the level of service that you give is second to none, that you're organized, that you're doing 12-4-2 with every client, that you have the folders. And they're like, how do you guys stay so organized? Right? Because they want to do it. They'll admire you. And who do you want to turn your practice over to when you retire? But whoever you guys, right? You see? So you have, and then you have all your clients who you want to do the same thing. You want to appear really organized, really calm, and everything's going great, right? In the middle of all the chaos.
Always. Always.
So when we usually prospect, we only talk about people below the line, right? Not above us, not our peers, just people that are our clients, centers of influence, niches, and other things. But always keep in mind that your boss can give you your biggest client you've ever had. If he admires the work you're doing.
Right.
So you always want to demonstrate to Nico and to, I don't know who your regional guy is now. Always demonstrate that you're loyal, that you're going to be there. And even if you were going to move tomorrow, you never let on. Right. You always act like everything is great and that you're happy.
There's a lot of politics involved, number one. And number two, it's like a poker game. I think, personally.
Yeah, it is. You always look calm and cool and collected no matter what your cards look like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So does that make sense, guys?
Absolutely.
I wear the glasses and the hoodie for the sunglasses.
You can't keep the face.
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So when it comes to the prospecting, I love the fact that you're turning everything over to Gladys in terms of appointments. Beautiful. But make sure you're doing the folders too. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I had said, Roxana, when you were breaking up and coming in and out, was that we had to recommit to the Supernova basics of the folders, right, the agenda, and that's not only executive summaries, not only for clients, but for COIs and stuff like that,
right,
as well.
Do that first for prospects and COIs. Correct.
For prospecting. And
mm-hmm.
How is the VEA going?
Our representative left to go work for a national U.S. women's soccer team like a few weeks ago, and we got somebody who's relatively new. I was a little concerned, but so far he seems to be pretty good, and he's very open to being more engaged and to ideas. So I'm happy with him so far. I mean, we've only had one or two calls, I believe, with him.
And you can include him in your pipeline. So you want to take, do you guys use a pipeline tool?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, we have one. It's an Excel that we have on our.
Oh yeah. Our own. I thought you meant a Supernova one. Yes. We do have an Excel with all of the information of who we have. And then we have, who's a lead. I was looking at it recently. It's a lead, then a prospect, and, you know, as they move along the lines, yes, we do have that.
Good. Okay. Beautiful. You might want to include him in either the Monday or the Friday call as part, wherever you're going. You know, Monday's usually what I recommend, the marketing meeting. The game, you know, the game board meeting, bring him in on that and, share the pipeline and, you know, share what he's doing to create pipeline opportunities.
Okay.
I think that can be helpful to you.
Okay.
The other thing is, you know, money coming due, any assets that are coming due, you know, that can go in that Monday meeting too. So just, you know, this is what we got for the week. This is who I'm going to be seeing. This is the assets coming due. This guy, I should close him this week. We got, you know, $2 million coming due in bonds that we need to place and so forth. So I think that's a good thing to make that meeting, something that has some substance, not just theoretically hope we close this guy, hope we close that guy, whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a spreadsheet here. It's it has a leads, suspect, prospect, customer, client, advocate, and ambassador. And
yes,
then we have a list of everybody.
That was one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that continuum that you're trying to push people along that continuum, right?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay. So good. All right. So any success this week?
No success, but I have a case. Luke?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So I met with a friend of ours a few weeks ago. You know, he actually called me. He's actually a friend of a friend. Mm-hmm. And he's been, he's, I think I told you about him, the medical executive, that he has a medical supply company. And when we met, you know, he does a lot of the things on his own. His, you know, he does his own trading and stuff like that. Basically buying, you know, companies that he's familiar with through the medical supply chain and other, you know, stocks that he hears. So he just buys and sells. So I'm thinking about, well, I'm not thinking. I called him this week to see if I give him the 90-day free look.
Yeah.
Now, the fact that he does, like, all his own trading now, and what I'm going to do is put him into managed accounts, how do I do the portfolio review and stuff like that, you know, over the three-month period?
Okay, so you need a list of his stocks.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, you just want to educate him.
Mm-hmm.
And meet twice, and then you met. Have you met with him in person yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
so in person, had lunch.
So you want to create it? You want to create it? So what are the different things that he's responsible for? He's got his 401k, right?
Yeah.
Is he married?
No.
Okay, so he's got a 401k.
Divorced.
Does he have all the 401k with him? I mean, is there more than one 401k?
No, it's one. It's one.
Stayed with the same company.
It's his own company.
It's his own company. Okay.
Yeah, him and a partner.
So you want to just, I would go through his cash flow analysis, how much he's allocating for savings, and then I'd do a mini financial plan of where he's going to be at this rate of savings, and then what that will mean. And he probably has kids and things and expenses associated with his divorce. So I would do that.
Three kids.
Yeah, I do a mini cash flow now. I do a cash flow analysis, kind of a mini net worth statement. I think you can do both of those things pretty quickly. Kind of back of the envelope sort of thing. And that gives you something to talk about, right? You know, this is getting to be a serious amount of money.
He has a lot of real estate. He has a lot of property.
And you want to find out if that's cash flow positive or negative or, you know, what's the expenses? What's that? You know, is he borrowing to do that? What's his leverage? So that's, you know, that's a lot of work for somebody that they're not interested. So probably, Rick, I would make sure he was, you know, there was some, here's the deal. I sound like Joe Biden now. here's the deal. Oh, I hate that. I used to say it. I hate it now. If he has no interest.
He does. He does. Okay. He told me he was going to open an account with $1 million. I think he's just really busy.
That's really good. Okay. Yeah. You know, how do I say? So I would go ahead and do all this then. This is a good prospect then.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would do all this. And you want to show him, you know, reasonable returns. I mean, that's important. Yeah. You'll get more money if you show him reasonable returns. Here's one of the things that I will suggest for you guys. When you're stuck and you don't know what to do with money, RSP is a really good idea. It's the equally weighted, S&P 500.
From Invesco.
Invesco is equally weighted, and the thing that makes it interesting is it rebalances quarterly.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it has returned this year 23.5% versus 20% for the S&P SPY, the market weighted. So it's, you know, that's pretty hard. I mean, my guess is that most of your money managers are not returning 23%.
No.
Right? mean, most of your accounts are not up 23% because you've got cash, you've got bonds, you've got other things.
Diversified. Yeah, we try to manage the risk on the, you know, we look at the downside capture ratios in addition to the upside, you know.
Right. But if you're just looking to say, you know what, here's a way to make some money. I manage some money for the Island School, and I've got a value manager, a growth manager. I've got all these SPY, and I've got RSP, and RSP is my big winner, and it's moving the whole portfolio. Now, my guy makes no money on that, but what it's done is instead of getting 11% for the year to date, we're getting 13%. So instead of firing him, we're keeping him because he's getting 13% because I told him to put the money in this. Okay. So we got like 1.8 million in it. So my point is sometimes it's okay to just pick something that's going to make money.
How does it do on the downside?
Yeah. I sent him my stock manager, proposal. Portfolio back in June, and I mean it's a really good portfolio.
Okay.
Trailing 12 months was up 83%, and it's annualizing about 23% over the last 5-6 years.
Wow. Okay. You don't need me.
So that was my question.
That's what you do for Elon.
Yeah. This is just a stock portfolio because he just wants stock. He doesn't want, you know, obviously we're not going to do any alternatives as far as private REITs go for now, because he has so much real estate. So it'll be, you know, it would be taking away some of that liquidity that he has. He wants something liquid. And this is just a portfolio that I have with the managers that I use, you know, for the stock portion, obviously not the bonds or alternatives.
Well, Rick, you got to tell that story louder.
That, give me 1 second. Actually, Roxanne, you said Elon, and he's actually calling me on the other line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that it's the stock portfolio that I use for all my clients, the managers, the stock portion. And he only wants stock. He doesn't want private REITs or anything because he has a lot of private REITs. He doesn't want bonds. He's around our age, maybe a year or two older.
It's my kind of guy.
So he has no use for bonds right now. And he's, you know, his company's growing and he just wants to, you know, put stuff away for the future.
Yeah, I love him. I think he'll be a great client. Good. You got it. You got the million. You're going to get more. Just keep piling it into that.
Yeah.
Good case. Okay. Way to go. What else? Give me something where I can help you.
I do have one. So just picking your brain on this. Yeah. We have a client who was the chairman and CEO of Interstate Hotels. He's retired now, but he's been in that, you know, realm in that business.
Well, he's quasi-retired now.
Quasi-retired. So what he does now, yeah, he's part of WGI Hospitality. Him and a group of other, you know, people in the same realm are managing Duke University's their inn and their hotels that's within the campus, and they're also part owners. He's a part owner of the Ritz. So he's been with Rick and I, you know, since we've been together, and he started with me, Bob Levinson, at the time in 98, moved over with me to Smith Barney in 2003. So working with me as an advisor since 2003. They're very good clients, lovely people. And, you know, I've just been trying to see how I can, whether it be replicate that business or tap into maybe the 401k for Interstate through the Greystone guys. I don't know what else I can what other opportunities there are. They're obviously asking for not referrals, is one big one. But do you think it would be wrong to try to tap into some, you know, multi-million-dollar 401k to ask for an introduction there and bring in the Greystone guys to bring that business in?
It depends. That only comes due when they usually change managers. So you can always say to them, look, if you're thinking about changing a manager in your 401k, please give us a shot.
Okay.
Because we've got and just say, we've got a terrific team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right? And say, you know, and tell them what you have. You have a team that works nothing, does nothing but 401ks for major corporations.
Yes, and they're top in the nation. They're one of the top.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a by the way. Oh, by the way, you know, I'd love, you know, keep us in mind. I know it doesn't come up all the time, but, you know, he'll say, you know, it's so interesting because we're right in the middle of an RFP. So it's one of those things you could mention every year.
Okay.
And just put it on your list of agenda items and just say, you know, review 401k.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing is people like, is he like the head of the finance committee or what's his position with the 401k?
He was the chairman of the board for many years and he is not a head of the finance committee. He's just well-known and respected now in the, you know.
And just say to him, look, if you want me to, and you guys should probably do this anyway. Do you review his 401k?
Yes.
Does he have it still with them?
No. He actually, a lot of that was cashed out years ago. And most of his assets are with us. He has a small other portfolio with PNC where they do their banking and some other things. But most of it is with us.
Okay. You might try and consolidate that now that he doesn't need to do the banking with them.
Okay.
You know, if he needed to have them as a banker and he needed to have the account there for that reason, that's not there anymore, right? You can do lines of credit. You can do all that stuff for him. He doesn't need it.
We do already. We do all of his lines of credit. We do all of his
money. Yeah, so move that PNC account.
Okay. I have to work on getting that over.
Yeah. So that's good. That was good. Good part of the conversation. But, you know, this is not a wallflower. This guy's a gregarious guy that knows a lot of people. And his wife probably knows more than he does. So, I mean, these are people that can give you introductions to like-minded people.
Yes, right? Yes. And they, you know, we've been together for so many years and, you know, they love us. They have a really good relationship.
Okay, so one of the things that I find, Roxana, is that people don't know still, you know, even though we may have gone over it three times or five times or something, you know, because you don't use it all the time, you don't remember how to use the VIPSA thing to ask for introductions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Yes, okay. Correct.
So
I vaguely remember, but
yeah. So what?
I have it here up on the board. What are the three things that you value the most in working with us? Who else do you think would value this? Obviously, it wouldn't sound this canned. I value in working with clients like you who are committed, conscientious, and engaged. No need to give me names right now. You can just think it through and we'll discuss it next time. And then the next time, you know, so-and-so, if he refers someone, you know, so-and-so, we say, you know, Mr. Jones much better than I do. You know, would you be open to, you know, introducing us over the telephone or an email or, you know, however I'll decide how to word it, but I have it up on my board. That's one of the things I put up.
Okay. So next time we're going to practice this.
Okay.
Okay. Because, it's like Macbeth. Macbeth is Macbeth. You don't try and reinvent Macbeth. Right?
Okay.
As an actress, you go, okay, I will do Macbeth, but I won't make up my own words.
Got it.
Yeah.
Did I make up my own words there?
Yes.
Lots of them.
Thinking, my goodness, I don't know how you have so much patience.
No, it's everybody is the same. We're all the same. We all want to own something without practicing. It's like we all want to be great golfers, and guys go out and they're terrible and they throw their clubs and they're all mad. And I'm like, why are you mad? You don't practice. You stink.
You sound like us, the speeches we give our kids every day.
So right.
We have to practice what we tell our kids.
Don't expect to be any good until you've done the homework.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's just a matter of getting the words right. And then honestly, once you have the words, you'll never lose the words. You know, I can remember words from my Latin class that I had to memorize.
Yeah.
Commodo vales hodie, bene valeo gratias. You know, you remember stuff, right?
Écoutez, s'il vous plaît. My French teacher was to tell the class constantly to be quiet, please. Listen up, please.
So, anyway, let's do that. I had one of my clients hired me to just go back and every week practice on the VIPSA process. And I said, fine, great. And he, you know, you're not going to get better unless you practice. So let's practice. All right. So fundamentally, the idea is that we're going to be brainstorming. All right. So that's what you talk about. So you see, in sales, you have to establish the rationale for the call, right? Transition to the body and move to the close. So the same thing is true with asking for an introduction. Why are we doing this? So first of all, you have to ask them a question. Are you happy, basically? Right? You don't want to be asking an introduction or somebody that's mad at you. So instead of saying, do you like us? You simply ask the question, what are the three things that you value the most in working with our team in the last 12 months? And then what happens is, like students, they work their way around to your side of the table. And now they're on your side of the table thinking about why they like you, which is what you want them to be doing. So what are the three things that you valued the most in working with our team in the last 12 months? And then they go, they tell you. Now remember, it's V-I-P-S-A, VIPSA, value, important, permission, suggestion, advice. Okay, so the first part is, what are the three things that you value the most in working with our team? Next is, what I'd like to do with your permission is do a little bit of brainstorming. Would that be okay? Well, what are we going to brainstorm about? We're going to brainstorm about who else would value this as much as you have. And let me kind of paint the picture for you. The brainstorming would start like this with the people that are closest to you, your family, your closest friends, people that you're near and dear to. The second circle would be those people that you play golf with, that you're friends with, that you meet at the club, you might travel with them, etc. And then the final circle is people that you think would be important people for us to know. They might be game changers in terms of our practice. Okay? So, and they go, oh, that should be fun. You know, you don't need to judge them in terms of whether or not they'd be a good client or not. We'll talk about that. But think people like yourself, because I think they, you know, certainly we value our relationship. And we're looking for people like you. So we're going to be taking on a number of different families, 3 or 4 new families this year. And we'd like to make, you know, the best ones. So they say, sure. Okay. Let's do the brainstorming. I just did this brainstorming with somebody and I came up with, 7 names. Okay. And what those 7 names do is give us the opportunity then for the next 7 months to identify and go back and circle and talk about each one of those. So once you get the 7 names and the circles are filled in, now what you do is you ask him to prioritize. So you simply say, you know these people a lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we rank them in terms of need? Who would need us the most in this list? Okay, so if you can actually rank them, that works great. Because now you've got a list based on priorities. So he says, oh, my brother, he's the one that we should talk about the most urgently. And now you profile the brother. Okay? And that's all you do. You don't forget about the other 6 names. You don't do anything with them. You profile the brother. What do I mean by that? You have a chance to get to know the brother through your client. You want to ask him all about him. Is he married? How many kids? Where do they live? What about? What's his job? Everything that you'd love to know about him. Okay. Finally, now you ask him, how would you suggest that we meet? How would you suggest that we meet? And he gets stuck and you say, well, you know, today Zoom meetings are so easy. Why don't we just do a Zoom? He goes, my brother doesn't do Zoom. All right. Shall we do a conference call? I'll have Gladys set up the conference call. Today's Wednesday. When will you be talking to your brother? See, this is what people don't do. They don't do this final stage here. They get the name and then they die. Okay? And what we need is an introduction. We can't die. So how would you suggest that we meet? Now we've got a call, but we want to maintain that control on that call. So we'll set it up with a Zoom or with a conference call. But we need his number and we need a time. So today is Wednesday. You're going to talk to him this week. Let's set it up for next Wednesday at this time. Would that work for you? Now you've got 2 of you set up. All we have to do is get our 3rd person set up at that time and we're good. Okay, so next Wednesday at this time, that would work great. Let's do that. Okay, you know, now you're floating out there again, right? Because you're dependent on him. So you can't let him float. So you say, is today's Wednesday? You're going to talk to your brother this week. If I don't hear from you by, say, next Monday or Tuesday, Monday, let's say Monday at around 4 o'clock, if I haven't heard from you, I will either email you, text you, or call you. Is that going to work? He goes, oh, don't worry. I said, yeah, but I just want to make sure. Okay, so if I haven't gotten his name and phone number, then I won't, you know, I'll call you. Great. Okay, don't worry, I'll do it. So now you've closed the loop. Now you get your Zoom call. And you have your Zoom call. You ask your client to introduce and then excuse. Introduce his brother, introduce you, and then excuse himself while you profile the brother. Now you've instead of taking something that could last 6 months in the making, you've compressed it into a week. Yeah. And trust me, nobody does this. Okay. Cause it takes too much practice and you got to get the words right. So this is recorded. You can listen to it 5 times.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I started to try to write it down. I'm going to go back and listen to it over and over. Okay.
And you've got to get the words exactly right. And the least talking, the better.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. That will work. It will work in so many different ways. Rick, in making an appointment with somebody, anything you're doing, you know, let's do a Zoom call. Today is da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So in all your appointment making and everything that you're doing, these words can help a lot. Okay?
Okay.
So it's the use of the advice model. You're asking for their advice in order to complete something that is in both of your best interests. So have fun with it. Practice yeah. with each other.
Okay.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Rob, before yeah. I go, speaking of VSPA, Bill Gates has a new podcast on Apple iTunes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I started.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He's also on our Supernova Master Classes. You guys you qualify for our master classes, so go ahead and use those. I made mini snippets of all the different, you know, like 2 to 5 minutes on all the different subjects of the entire training program.
Oh, okay.
And that's in the website, right?
That's in the website called Master Classes.
Master Classes. Okay.
And Bill Gates has his own master class in there. It's a little bit more of an ad for him, but It's still got some good content.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.